Hello.
Hello, my name is DeMonte. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. I'll speak with the person who requested that call.
Yes, this is she. I was calling to start a new claim.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the reason you're calling to file a claim on today?
I recently lost my job last Wednesday.
Yes, can I have your social, ma'am?
Yes, 421-35-4875.
421-35-4875, is that correct?
That's correct. Is the website down? I was trying to do it online, but it kept saying something about my social security number and PIN.
So, yeah, there may be a website issue, but I will be able to file the claim on you, ma'am, on this line here. And also, I will
okay.
go ahead and file the claim. Can you please verify your first and last name for me?
Jamonica. I don't know if you guys have it as Smith or Bodyford.
Yeah,
My
so it shows
name.
Smith, ma'am.
Smith, okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, Smith. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, can you please provide your date of birth?
July 1st,
7190 was 1990, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And also, ma'am, just to verify that you are a female and also that you are a U.S. citizen, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180
No.
days? What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
I mean, no, it was 12th grade. Ma'am, can you please provide your mother's maiden name for me?
Linda Smith.
Ma'am, do you have a driver license? If you are approved of benefits, well, ma'am, what state is your license located in? Also, what's your license number?
It's Alabama. Let me get it for you. I think it's 7935227, but I just want to confirm it first. Go ahead, my purse. Excuse me. Yep, 7935227.
7935227 in the state is Alabama, is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, if you are approved of benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Would you like direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card?
It could be in my bank account.
You would like direct deposit into your direct checking or savings?
Checking.
Ma'am, can you please provide your routing and also your account number for me?
I sure can. I'm pulling it up now for you. Okay, so the routing number is 26227-6410.
And also,
account,
what's your account number?
Okay, 171-00-00-6872. So it should be 5 zeros in that.
Yeah, so it's 171-00-00-6872. Is that correct?
68872.
So it's 68872?
Uh-huh.
So it's 171-50-68-72. Is that correct now?
Yes, that's correct.
And I will have that deposited into your checking. Ma'am, can you please provide your mailing address for me?
349 Burgwyn Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
Yes, can you restate that address for me, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm. Burgwyn, 349 Burgwyn, B as in boy, Urgwyn.
So it's Burgwyn?
No, Burgwyn.
Oh, okay, so it's Burgwyn. Burgwyn
mm-hmm.
Street?
Burgwyn Road.
What city and state?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And your zip code?
36105.
36105. And also, members, your residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Ma'am, can you please provide your telephone number for me?
334-306-7965.
334-306-7965, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
334-306-7965. And also, just to verify the mailing address you did recently provide is 349 Bergman Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
And also, what month was Linda Montgomery born in? May, August, October, December, or none of the above? You're not familiar with this person.
You said Linda Montgomery?
Yes, ma'am. Linda Montgomery.
I don't know Linda Montgomery.
No, okay, so you're not familiar with this person, is that correct?
Right.
What color is your 1988 GMC G3500 Fendora, beige, black, gold, silver, or you have never been associated with this vehicle?
And what was the vehicle that was again?
It's the 1988 GMC G3500 Fendora.
I don't have that. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, so you have never been associated with this vehicle. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 215 Carl Nicholas Drive, 27743 Agal Road, 701 West 8th Street, 713 Lee Road, 282. Or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I think you said 2743 Argyle Road. I have been affiliated with that one.
No problem. So I did select that address, ma'am. And also, which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-281-0738, 334-281-1200, 334-281-2502, 334-281-7037, or you have never been associated with any of these numbers?
If I did, I'm just going to be honest. I don't remember.
No problem. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Brenda Glenn? 26 to 30, 46 to 50, 55 to 59, 69 to 73, or none of the above? You're not familiar with this person.
55, the one that had 55 in it.
55 to 59?
Uh-huh.
And also, ma'am, did you file? What, did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
You said, did I receive notifications?
Yes, did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, disaster, unemployment assistance?
Yeah, unemployment assistance.
Yes, ma'am. And also what I'm asking is, like, are you filing for DUA, disaster, unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Since the most, what, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Ma'am, can you please provide your last date worked?
You said the last date?
Yes, your last day worked.
The last day was, let's see, it was through Alorca. And the last day was February the 9th.
$2,922, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
One second, ma'am. Ma'am, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
I work for a business.
Oh, okay, so the answer will be no, is that correct? What I'm asking is, like, do you work for yourself, do you own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
No.
Ma'am, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And also, can you please provide the job title at the company where you was recently employed?
Customer service representative.
Yeah, so as of now, ma'am, I will verify a job description that best fits your job title. You will say which one that does best fit your title. Do you interact with customers to provide information in response to inquiries about products and services and to handle and resolve complaints?
Yes.
And also, ma'am, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And can I please have the name of the company of which you was recently employed? I do have two companies that did pull up here. Would that be Lotus HR, Inc., or EGS Financial Care, Incorporated? Or was it not any of these companies?
Let me double check with my W-2. I think it was Alorca, but I don't know how. Just a minute, I can look, though. Yeah, it was EGS.
No problems. Those EGS Financial Care?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And can I have the phone number to this company, ma'am?
Oh, well, let me find it because it was remote. So let's see if I can find a... I was working for home. So let me see if I can find a number for them. So what's pulling up for me is 1-866-256-7422.
And it's 866-256-7422, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
No problem, ma'am. And also, can I please have your start date and also your last work date with this company? You did state that your last day of work was 2/9/22. Is that correct, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. And the start date was, hold on, let me. The start date was September the 14th of 2020.
So 9/14/2020, is that correct?
9/14, September 14th, 2020.
Yes, 9/14/2020, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
And also, what city and state was the work performed in?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Can I have the city and state that work was performed in?
It was Montgomery, Alabama.
And also, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, any of these?
No.
Ma'am, have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Ma'am, can I please have the reason for separation?
They terminated me.
Oh, okay. Well, what was the reason for the termination or the discharge? Was it misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, positive drug test, ref to submit a cooperative drug test, falsifying records, tardiness, absenteeism, absent without notice to employer, as resignation, reporting under influence, unsatisfactory work, or violation of company policy? What will be the reason for this discharge?
I'll just say probably unsatisfactory work.
And also, ma'am, can I have the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Pamela Burks.
Pamela Burks.
Pamela Burks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tamela, T-A-M-E-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what's the title of this person, ma'am?
She was HR manager. HR
manager. Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And also, ma'am, the date of the discharge will be the 9th. Is that correct?
Yeah, the 9th. Mm-hmm.
And also, what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Huh?
Can I have the final incident that caused your discharge?
Honestly, I don't know. They just pulled me in. I know they stated that the company was closing soon, so they didn't necessarily give me any definite reason why. They just told me that they could no longer move forward with me and to make that day at the end of my shift at 6 o'clock be the last time that I can clock in. So it was not necessarily nothing that they specifically gave me on why they let me go.
Oh, okay. So you were told that they cannot move forward with you. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. But from word of mouth, you say the project was ending. So I'm not necessarily sure, but it was just word of mouth. It didn't necessarily come from Tamela, but they did say that the project that through a local, it was ending. So I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am. And also, did you read the act that your employer stated the reason for the discharge?
I'm sorry, my phone breaking up. Can you say that again for me?
Did you commit the act that your employer stated, the reason for the discharge?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Was it any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, we scheduled a meeting with her manager, my supervisor, and they basically told me there was nothing that they can do.
Okay, so there was nothing that you were able to do, is that correct?
Right.
And also, ma'am, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And also, just to verify that you are able to complete weekly certification, is that also correct?
Right, yes.
Yes, so ma'am, I do have the 4-digit PIN number for your weekly. Do you have anything to write and notate this PIN number down on?
Just a minute. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, so the 4-digit PIN number is 7590. Again, it's 7590. 7590.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, you did say that. Yes, go ahead. 7590.
Mm-hmm.
And you did say that you would like to opt into the Having 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld, is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
And also, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center logins at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendars, weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file over internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone and letter before a decision of your claim is made. Ms. Smith, ma'am, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
No problem, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. No problem, ma'am.